The Holland girls tennis team was able to earn a big win, while the boys fell to Audubon on Thursday. These girls are finally able to see their hard work pay off in a big way. Seeing that win was a big thing for the girls, especially in preparing for the tournament this upcoming weekend in Atlantic.
I think it's big just to show that the work that we've been doing, you know, is paying off. The girls, it's good to see them like, yes, we are doing the right things and we're improving and we're getting better. And it just gives confidence to everybody else, to the JV players, to the girls that are lower on varsity, everything like that, that we're continuing to improve and we're working better and getting better for the rest of the season. It's just huge. You can, you know, preach always that we're getting better when we lose matches. And that's possible. You obviously, you can learn a lot from losses, but there's nothing like, you know, getting that first win and showing the girls that, you know, we have something here that we can continue to build and work on.
Head coach Michael Ruschenberg gave an insight into the thought process that was running through Coach Stain's head on Thursday. He utilized a few different strategies to give Audubon a different look to help put the Cyclones up on top in two of the three doubles matches.
I was talking with Coach Stain, and he was talking about how he used a couple different strategies with the girls yesterday, having a couple people play back at the baseline to start service games, just to kind of give Audubon a different look against what they were playing to switch it up. And I think that really helped get our number two doubles team a nice comfortable lead, which allowed them to hang on for the rest of that doubles match. And then it was good to see the number three doubles team compete, even though they didn't get the win. 6-8 is a really competitive match. It was good to see them just keep going back and forth.
While the boys were not able to pull on a win, it was a victory for one player who got his first piece of varsity action. Dale Schwery came into the match not even ready to play at the varsity level, but went out on the court looking like a tenured varsity player. The sophomore had the confidence and poise to be able to earn an 8-4 victory over Audubon's Evan Jones.
The biggest thing for me was we were actually down a varsity player. Somebody had something going on in their home life, and we had to have a JV player step up and move into our number 6 seed. And Dale Schwery was that person, and he actually won at 6 for us. So that was his, he's a freshman, so he has been playing JV earlier this season. So this was his first varsity match. He didn't know about it until he showed up to the tennis courts, and then he went out and won 8-4. And wow, it was fun just watching him compete and seeing him smile coming off the court and being happy that he won. And yeah, he's 1-0 in varsity matches, which is pretty cool. And it was interesting. I asked him, I was like, what do you think you did so well to get that win? And he just felt like I was keeping everything in and I was returning shots and I wasn't letting myself beat me, which was good to hear. And I agree with that, watching him play. He was kind of just being a brick wall back there and getting everything back over and making his opponent make the mistakes instead of Dale making the mistakes. So that was fun.
The boys will have today and the weekend to be able to prepare for next week against Kuemper Catholic. A few things that they will need to focus on are the ground strokes and focus on getting to the net the right time to be aggressive.
I think the biggest thing we're going to look at a little bit harder of a practice today, since, like you mentioned, that we're off until Monday and it's been a little bit since we've had a lot of practice. We've had a lot of meets here recently. I think the biggest thing with the boys is just to continue to work on ground strokes, and where Coach Stain and I both really want to work on getting them to the net and being more confident at the net. So working on volleying, I think, is something big that we'll be working on today with the boys, getting them to the net at the right time and then being confident with their volleys and ending points nice and early, getting to the net and being aggressive.
While the boys will have the weekend to prepare for next week, the girls have a tournament tomorrow at Atlantic High School at the Atlantic Invite. These girls are coming off a big win over Audubon and will utilize that success coming into the tournament while working alongside a few different doubles partners.
But both Coach Stain and I will be with the girls tomorrow, so kind of tweaking our lineup a little bit with some of our doubles teams. So we're thinking today we're going to have a couple of our doubles teams just have a light match against each other, because that's what they'll be playing tomorrow. The Atlantic tournament is, you know, organized just like the Hawkeye 10 conference tournament, where one doubles bracket, two doubles bracket, one singles, and one two singles bracket. So everybody's only playing, you know, not everybody plays singles and doubles tomorrow. So I think we're just going to have the girls that are playing singles kind of focus on some volleying and return of serve strategies for their singles matches, and then have a couple of the doubles teams, especially the one that is brand new to playing with each other, play a little bit just so they have that experience going into tomorrow.
Holland's girls tennis will return to action on Saturday, April 13th at the Atlantic Invite, while the boys will return to action on Monday, April 15th against Kuemper Catholic. I'm Zach Collins reporting.